Hey y'all, this is the SAF, Saffronia, checking in again on My Rights versus Your Rights. I guess the first thing I would want to address would be Nurki's question about how would I feel about the KKK. Well, as I stated before, I have racists in my family, and they are unapologetic just as much as the KKK. I have a very low tolerance for any type of racism, any type of prejudices being expressed in my presence. Just because they're expressing their right to be racist does not mean that I lose my right to express my opinion about their racism. And am I tolerant of those type of views? I'm very intolerant to that. And I mean, I think it's basically because being around racists and dealing with them, their family, and I love them, God, you know, I love them, but just being around it, you just get to see just how ignorant it is to hate somebody just for something as superficial as their skin color. And I think I would be offended if they personally attacked me, then that's a whole different story. But if they're just running around, oh, this is about black people, that about black people, then hey, you are entitled to your opinion and you do what you do and I'm gonna do what I do, as long as it doesn't directly affect me, like they're not directly in my face with it, then I don't care. But when my family, you know, when they get on their the white man kick, and they actually truly believe that, I always speak out, because I mean, there's a lot of people that just be like, you know, in our family that are Christians, because I have a majority Christian, and then you have the majority Muslim. It's like intermixed, at, you know, when we're all together, it's like nobody talks about religion. But if they get on their white man kick, I always engage them, because, you know, I don't agree with it, and I don't want to, you know, I don't want to just sit there and listen to the bashing. So I'm very vocal about their racism, and I think if I was confronted with KKK or somebody that was racially prejudiced or something of that nature, I would definitely speak out, but they still have a right to hold their opinion. The next thing that I wanted to address was BH. Yes, I mean, okay, I'm not very offended by, it's not really an offense, it's just like, if you're over there talking to Bob and you say, hi, Bob, good morning, and then you come over, what's up, girlfriend, you know, and you just, it to me, it kind of seemed fake, and like, you know, you felt like you had to, they had, some of them had to talk to me in that manner. That was the only way. But as time went on and I spent more time with them and they spent more time with me, we came to the point where, my nephew is in the background freaking out, we came to the point where they were more comfortable with me. So is when they got more comfortable with me, then a lot of that stuff kind of dissipated. But in the beginning, it was very over the top, and it wasn't flattering to them, and it was kind of ridiculous to me. So, but if BH, if you said it, I don't have a problem with it. When you said it, I kind of laughed. It's not a big deal. It's just something that, you know, I felt like went along with political correctness. I have got to get out of here, so I'm just really enjoying the conversation, and I wanted to respond to a couple of things that have been said. So keep the thread going. I'm really enjoying it. Peace, y'all.